Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt. Tonight, filling in for Mike Murtha, who's off having a little fun somewhere. This is WPCA 93.1 here in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks, and tonight I have my son Ethan helping me, and our guests tonight are Rhea Madison and Phil Capuzzi. So sit back and enjoy yourself for the next 60 minutes, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Here we go. Everybody, welcome here again to Trigger Happy Memories. We got our new live show here on in March of 2023. It's been quite a long winter. I was going to say, I think it's to the point where it's almost broke me. I thought I can handle this winter every year, but it's really hung on this year. So, but just wanted to say hello to Ethan here. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. Good. Appreciate you helping out while through these winter months like this, and have you been playing a lot of gigs? I know I went and saw you at the Enchanted Barn not too long ago during a kind of a weathery night.
Yeah, it was a wet and icy night that last Thursday here. At the time this is airing, it might be a little later.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, I've been keeping busier, playing more acoustic duo stuff with my buddy Todd Barnison, then with you. And
yeah. Yeah, we did one over in Chisago City, Minnesota. We filled in when Kenny and Rick, I think, both had ended up with COVID or whatever. But and the other guy when you're playing with Todd Barnison, I think we've got one of his albums here, and we play that on some of the Dayflight stuff. We've got Todd Barnison, and so, but we play some of his stuff and a mix of other local folks. So.
Yeah.
We enjoy doing that on the Dayflight show, and we want to say hello to our guests. So tonight we have Rhea Madison and Phil Capuzzi. So how are you folks doing tonight?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Doing well.
We tried to do this last month, but that lovely weather that we have through the winter kind of held us up from doing that. It was quite a snowstorm, I think, that we had.
Snowmageddon 2023.
Snow. I don't think I've heard that one. So, well, a little bit of the history of Ray. I used to do quite a bit of work with your dad here and there, Art and your uncle Dale, and they sure played a lot in the area as Nashville North, and were one of the best vocal groups that there ever was. I told Bob Zonk about they did a version of Cab Driver that nobody could touch. It was just amazing. So, but we always like to ask the folks, how did you get, I'm sure with the music family, how did you get started just watching your dad and different stuff? Or how did you get started, Rhea?
Yeah, I would go to my dad's gigs all the time and fall asleep in the corners of the bars watching him the late nights, you know, back when you could do that, probably not so much anymore. And one night he was coming home from his day job about probably 9 o'clock, and he heard me singing Blue, so I had my window open, and he came into the driveway, and we were trying to figure out how I could start singing with his band, and he came up to my bedroom as if it was his idea, saying, "Well, I think you should. I think we should do that song, Blue." So that was how it all started back when I was 9 years old.
Jeepers! And so, how old were you when you? You actually were nine when you started singing with him the first time.
Yep, Ken's keyboard.
Oh,
East Farmington.
Okay. Yeah, we actually had Kenny here and playing his accordion on one of the shows. So, yeah, it's amazing all the folks that we've had in here through the years. And so, Phil, how did you get started?
I think I gave a tape by my dad of Led Zeppelin 1.
Okay.
And it probably had Cream Disraeli Gears on the other side, because he had taken all his records and transferred them to cassette tape. So when I was in middle school, I got that tape from him and put it on and was like, oh, okay. There's something else to life. And then shortly after, I got a guitar because I realized a lot of my friends had guitars.
Okay.
And I grew up playing with Mitchell Curtis, who plays with Dustin Lynch now.
Oh, okay.
And Mitchell was from a musical family, so it seemed like, well, I couldn't do that. I'm not from the family type of thing.
But you showed them different.
Well, then I realized a bunch of my friends had guitars who weren't from musical families, and I realized it was for the average Joe if you tried hard.
Yeah.
So that was how I got into it.
Okay, that's great. So, well, why don't we have you sing a song? What would you like to start off with, Rhea?
Should we start with Blue?
It would be fitting.
All right.
Going right for the throat, aren't you?
I guess so.
And we always like to announce the keys. This one is in A, right?
Yep. And she modulates up a half step.
Yep. Two, three, four, one.
Blue.
Very nice.
It's a keeper.
Just sitting in here, just sitting here listening and smiling the whole time you're singing that song. So, yeah, like I was telling you, it's good to stretch the old man, and I hadn't really, I still don't have it all the way right, but I was. That's a good steel guitar part to learn. That's quite a common thing. That it's a great steel song anyway. So, yeah. So, but so the what's the main groups that you guys are? Do you do a three piece with Justin, and then you're still doing some rock stuff with the full band?
Yeah, we're in Bare Minimum with Dustin DeGolier, who plays with a bunch of bands as well, and then we're in a 8-piece band, Paisan and the Family Brass, that plays more festivals and too big for bars. So, very few bars that we fit in with that many people.
Boy, that must keep you busy with that. I think, yeah, last time I think that I worked with Phil, we played with Doug Efforts up in Cumberland, and you guys had just been the night before. Was it way up north? Where was that,
yeah.
Phil?
Yeah, we played Shooting Star Casino Friday, Saturday night, and then came back and played Sunday with Doug.
Nice 5-hour drive.
Which is almost to Fargo.
You were telling me all of the work you had to do in the vehicle while you were up there, too, or something. You had quite a weekend.
Yep. The drummer had basically...
Wheel bearing
go out right before he got to town. So right before the show Friday night, we knew Saturday was going to be in the parking lot working on a truck. And we tried to do it by ourselves. We had 5 guys out there. We eventually got the local mechanic who came over with some tools. Because I think he took pity on us. We had been in the store 3 times that day, and he could tell we weren't from town. So, yeah, it was good to get a little hospitality.
Yeah, that's some of the things that go on. I remember hearing stories of when Dwayne Nelson used to play steel for Sherwin Linton, and he's quite a mechanic, and I guess he was underneath their rig quite a few times too when they were out on the road. I remember hearing stories about that. So I was gonna ask, so how did you two meet, if I may ask?
Paisan.
Oh, with the...
Yeah, basically Paisan. I don't know that we called it Paisan then, but our the singer that we started the band with, Ben Ranello, he went to Alaska for a summer.
Oh.
And Troy Lynch and Tavis Lynch wanted to continue playing, and they told me about this girl, Rhea, singing karaoke and had sang some songs with Toy Box, and I knew her because she dated a friend of mine,
okay,
a classmate of mine. So I knew her name, but I didn't know she could sing, and then she joined the band that summer, and by that winter, we were kind of dating.
Pretty
so
much. Yep.
Yep.
That's how it went.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, why don't we do another song? You want to sing one with another one here?
Sure.
Rhea, and then we'll have Ethan sing one after that.
When Will I Be Loved?
Sure.
All right.
And this is in the key of E?
Yep.
I've been pulled down, I've been
Love. I think we ended up in the same room.
We did.
Nice.
I think we did that. What was the one time I think Ethan and I were both playing with Doug Efforts one night, and you guys were there too, and I think...
Ray booked that show for... Originally, Bare Minimum was supposed to play it, but they wanted more of a full band thing for... It was like New Year's Eve or something, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and Bon-Ton.
Yeah, the Bon-Ton.
Yeah, up in Luck.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a neat place. I wonder if they, I don't know if they still have music as much as they used to.
I don't know that it's every weekend, but they definitely still have probably monthly.
Okay.
Probably more in the summer. That good deck music there.
Yeah. I know in the summertime when I play with Rex Cactus during Lucky Days, we always end up doing a double on Friday, like 2 to 6 and then 7 to 10 or something. Between the, we got to take a break during the bed races, you know, when they're going down Main Street. But then I remember there's always usually rock bands that guys are coming over with leather pants watching us play. But as they're getting set up, so. But, yeah, that's a neat place. They have a neat venue there for everything going on, so.
That is true. Last time I saw you on the street, I went inside afterwards and I saw pretty much an 80s band inside.
Was it?
Yep, it was just as you described. Very entertaining.
Well, what do you think, Ethan? You want to sing us a song?
Sure, let's keep those harmonies going with a tune by a band called Black Hawk. Chris Cruzy actually just opened for the Outlaws last weekend, which is a bunch of those members are also in Black Hawk, and
yeah, I'm guessing
they probably played this tune there. But
yeah, so members, guys that play with the Outlaws actually play with the Black Hawk then also.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember the Outlaws were a few years ago when the tornado came through here in July of 2019. Mm-hmm. We were down watching the Outlaws, and then you came out with Chris and. That night, Skinnard was there.
Yep, they were headlining that night.
So
here's one. Go Goodbye Says It All.
Okay. What key is this?
This is A flat. I like to cheat and capo on fret one and play it in G.
Now, they say the thing about having one of those capos, you could just set that up in your dash, and it's the same as a handicap sticker, right?
Yep, pretty much.
I heard somebody say that. I don't know if it was Denny Thorson or who was it.
I wouldn't use that. It's another back door sneaking. Midnight, quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck, thinking up an alibi. Every light in the house was on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all. The goodbye. She could have thrown a knock down, screaming, shout, have it out. Tired. She could have made it real tough, bringing up all the hell that I raised. No more wasting words on me. Now she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. And no long explanation, no reconciliation.
creation. No, let's talk it over, number and all. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye. She kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. And no long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Goodbye.
Good singing. I sent Ray a message last night at 6 o'clock, and I was like, hey, can you sing the high harmony on this song with us? She's like, let me listen to it.
Okay. Nailed it. She nailed it.
I had to go through the Taco Bell line first, but then I put it on and listened, and it was good.
So when you guys are, do you just do a lot of solo stuff, or you sing a lot of harmony with Paisan? I want to make sure I say that right.
Paisan.
The lead singer does the bulk of the work. I have a few solo songs, but mostly I do the harmonies in that, which, I mean, I think harmonies add so much, so I'm happy to pick harmonies wherever I can. And
Paisan has a formula. Every fourth song is a different singer.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's how every third, fourth song somebody else sings. Okay. Usually Rhea or bass player, guitar player, but
we have a lot of people who are capable of singing, so a lot of
diversity. Trumpet player sings a couple songs.
It's not as common of a thing these days to have a band where all the members are able to sing lead on stuff. And it's kind of a privilege when you get into a group where you can do that.
Yeah, we're lucky enough with Trigger Happy where we make the loop. I think everybody sings one first. We go around the horn, and then we, depending on how many, what we got going, and then with Gay Magnifici singing with us too, she'll get up and do a few, and sometimes it's either doing one or two a piece and making the circle, and it makes it easier when you got multiple singers like that, and then when you go out by yourself or as a duo, it makes it a lot harder because you're thinking, man, I got to come up with another song. It's a lot easier when you got to.
Or just sing that much.
Yeah. It's a workout.
Yeah, it adds a lot, the harmonies, but also, I mean, Ethan, I've seen you with Chris, I've seen you with the Rattlenecks, and when you step out and sing lead, it's amazing, you know, to have great lead singers on top of then somebody else. Usually you always think it's somebody less and not as good of a singer is going to step up and sing one. So when they knock it out, it's like, whoa. You know, and...
Yeah, it's surprising how the people that have, through the years, that have came up from just band members and then took off by themselves to be, I think, of course I can't remember his name, that played bass for one of the great big country stars, and then he came out. It'll come to me later, so then we'll talk about that. This getting old thing is kind of hard on a guy. So maybe I should sing a song since I can't remember what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So I got just a basic old standard here, one that Johnny Guitar usually sings, and my mom actually wrote down the words for this once for me, and she says, you should probably sing this sometime. I think when I was out playing with my mom, I dealt with the Cordovox, but this one's called Pick Me Up on Your Way Down in the key of C. And we'll kick her off on the five. One, two.
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on style, and you never looked back. Hatch your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bury you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, and they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. They have changed your attitude, made you haughty and so rude. Your no friends can take the blame. Underneath, you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble on the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down, when you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy, and they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down, and they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Just like they wrote it. Or, that's our version of it.
Yeah.
I remember when I was playing with one of the Urbis brothers, he had that three-piece group that used to come down and play at Govey's. I can't remember, of course, I can't remember the name of what that group was, but it was Mike Urbis. And after every song, the drummer would look over at me and he'd go, "That's how we do that one." I'm going, okay. Next song, same thing. But yeah, all the people that you meet through the years. So, and I think I was telling everybody. Playing with Rex Cactus on the last job we did, we were on break and a gal comes up, but Rhea's dad, Art, used to just love it when people would tease me and call the steel guitar a keyboard, and I think he would always announce it that way too. Here is Ed on that keyboard to do whatever, and even though it's not a keyboard, but a gal walked up this weekend and said, "Boy, I see you play the piano and the guitar and the saxophone. Is there anything else that you play?" And I was just smiling and said, "Well, that's pretty much it. A couple more things maybe." But anyway, so have you any, tell me about what shows you got lined up this summer or much going on at all?
Oh, boy. Yeah,
oh boy.
I mean, we do. I just never know them until I'm supposed to be there. But Bare Minimum is... really booking out a lot more as of late, so that's probably the more busy band, because Paisan is so big it's hard to get anywhere but the festivals. So Paisan is very summer oriented, and Bare Minimum is able to be, you know, kind of go in between all and be pretty steady.
And that's you two with Justin?
With Dustin.
Dustin, okay.
Yep.
I'll get it right. I know Dustin, does he play with Sue Orfield and Randy yeah. Sins and some yep. of those yeah. guys
he
down
plays
in Eau Claire, too?
Balderdash.
Yep,
Balderdash.
With so many different musicians. He's a lot like you.
And I think, is that more, that's probably more jazz orientated or something with
yeah,
Sue,
he,
I suppose?
Yeah, he plays a lot, yeah. lot of jazz with a lot of Eau Claire, Menominee, goes that way.
Okay.
Plays with whoever.
Okay.
He had a four-piece group once. I remember seeing really, really good jazz.
No, we don't remember what it's called.
No.
I appreciate that. Well, yeah.
It's not just you, Ed.
Oh, no, we kind of run into that stuff sometimes. So, would you like to sing another song for us, Rhea?
Sure. Do we want to do Crazy?
Sure. And this one, we're going to start in actually B flat and move up to B, right?
Sounds right.
You fellers, tell me when you're ready. Are you capoing?
Handicapping.
Two, three, four.
Feeling so lonely, and I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long.
Yeah, there was. I can still see it in my mind. The one of the first times I think I really set in with those guys was not far from the radio station here when Uncle Bob was running the Birch Street Lounge over there, and it was called Uncle Bob's, and we were doing I think it was maybe a Kay Kaiser benefit or something, but they were going to get up and play, and they asked me if I wanted to get up and play steel with them, and so I did. Boy, I just sat there and listened to them guys sing and play. And Dale, I've seen, I think it was last summer, I saw Dale. He saw us at the In Between up in Anyway, saw him, and he was talking about he goes to Texas every winter, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was talking about the music down there, and he said some of it's not really good, and he didn't know if he really wanted to play that much. But then he said, I'm going to start playing with these guys. And he sounds like he sure has it. He keeps pretty busy. But
I went down there in December and got to sing with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very fun.
Oh, okay. So is he doing a lot of playing down there?
Yeah, it looks like they had quite a few shows this winter.
Okay.
With that group, Kenny and his wife's name, I don't remember.
Kenny and Darlene.
Kenny and Val and friends, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I know Kenny and Darlene Nelson are down there right now doing a bunch of shows with Mike Peterson.
That
used to play drums with your dad and your uncle a lot. And, boy, they're busy. They've got a keyboard player that plays bass with his left hand. And boy, if we're going on a vacation, they sure were doing a lot of jobs.
Yeah. They were on tour. They worked on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was giving Kenny some grief for one of those videos they posted on Facebook of him sitting in with the band. And there was this whole, like, 8-piece band up on this big stage, and he was standing on the ground down in front of it. I was like, oh, there wasn't enough room up there for you, huh, Kenny?
So, yeah.
He said, they had all the guests down on the main floor.
I think Kenny keeps pretty busy. I know he goes down and helps Bill Gadatsik down on Monday nights. They play down in Roberts at
Bobtown Brewery,
yeah. And when Kenny goes down there, he helps out and plays a lot of lead for folks. He's a great player, so. But I think what we'll do is we'll say hi to a few folks quick, and if there's some folks that you would like to say hi to, so when they listen to this show on the archive or listen to it live here on the last Thursday of the month, that they can hear it. But I'll say hi to a few and let Ethan and you guys. So just want to say hi to my wife, Joanne, and my cousin Char in the truck somewhere between the cities in Fargo, Al and Ann and all their family, Tad Late and his wife, Darlene and the boys, they're down in Texas now, Jim Bjorkman, Brian Jevning always tunes in, and the Club 42 Cribbage boys, the Cactus Cousins, the Hunyucks, Putz, we always say hi to Putz, Greg Wheeler and the Barn boys, Greg's great about listening all the time, Tom Kramer. And the Seawell family listens in a lot, and our drummer Carl listens in a lot, so that's all I got going. Here you go, Ethan.
How do I follow that? Hi to my buddy Bronson, if he's listening, Chad Costner up north in Spooner. Now my buddy Jordan over in Michigan's been listening lately. Gets a kick out of the show. And any of the Murthas or Hovdies down around St. Croix County listening, and
I think
that's all I can think about at the top of my head.
I think Bronson just played close up here. The Thrillbillies, they just played at
the Buckhorn.
Yeah, the bar that your dad used to have up there. So, anyway, you guys, who you want to say hi to?
Just Mom and Dad.
I'll say hi to my mom. Hi to my Uncle Dale. I'm sure he'll tune in. Hi to my music teacher, Miss Holt. I'll make her tune in as well.
Okay. Well, I think we should sing another song. What would you like to do, Rhea?
Strawberry Wine.
Okay. And this one is in D flat.
I pick all the fun keys.
I did actually work on the steel part in the middle of this too. We'll see how that comes out. If I remember that like I'm remembering everything else. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
He was working through college. Grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a strawberry wine. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. Yeah, a few cards and letters and one long distance call drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
That's all right.
We ended up in the same studio.
And I tried to do the lead too early. So, but we got through it. And that's a good thing. So, even in the key of D flat.
Very user friendly.
So, but we're having a great time here at WPCA 93.1. This is Trigger Happy Memories. And we appreciate the folks that listen in and on the internet and wherever they can. And we've been lucky to get quite a following of folks all over that are listening. So we sure do appreciate that. And all the work that Luann puts into putting the shows on the archives and the website that anybody can go see. And if you miss them, you can still come back and get a chance to listen to them whenever you get the chance, so that's nice. We've got kind of a big party coming up this summer on June 22nd, is it, Bob?
Yep.
And the station has been here for 20 years, so we're going to have a nice celebration and play some music out on the patio and have some food and
picnic.
Okay. So we're looking forward to that. I think it'll be about 2 to 5 on the 22nd.
Yep.
And so we're going to have fun with that. But we should probably do another song. Do you have another one, Ethan?
Sure. This is one that Ryan Murtha used to sing with Round 2. I heard it came up on a Spotify playlist not too long ago, and I was like, hey, I should try that one out sometime. It's one called Just Call Me Lonesome by Radney Foster.
Not Rodney, but Radney.
Not Rodney, Radney.
That sounds like when they used to tease Raleigh Nelson about, they'd call him, my name is Raleigh. Oh, really? No, Raleigh. Anyway.
All right, we'll see if I can play this intro.
So this is Nikia V.
Yeah, Nikia V. Hey.
Just call me lonesome, heartbroken lonesome, 'cause I ain't got no one since you've been gone. You call me baby, I've got a new name. Don't need my old one, call me lonesome.
We're getting a little bit closer to the end, and we want to see if we can still sneak another song in here. You got this Hurtin' on the Bottle that you'd like to sing for us, Rhea?
Yeah, Margot Price tune.
Margot Price. And she, I think I've, did I, was I hearing her once in a while on the, like, on the Sirius Outlaw station?
I'm sure she's all I'm over sure, that one, yeah.
Okay, I remember hearing that. So, let's do her. And if we have to cut it short, we'll do that, but we'll be all fine, so let's go ahead and do her.
I pulled a hurtin' on the bottle. Maybe now I'm blind enough to see. Been drinking whiskey like it's water. That old dust pain you put on.
Very nice. Well, folks, we're getting close to the end. We want to just thank you guys again for coming in and doing the show with us. And so,
thanks for having us.
You bet. And so, if people are seeing stuff in the paper for this summer, they're going to watch for Bare Minimum.
Bare Minimum or Paizan and the Family Brass.
Okay.
Or anybody, go to live music. Just go to
live music. And Ethan, you'll be busy with everybody and Chris and watch for Trigger Happy. We'll be in the paper, I'm sure, this summer. So, and come on, spring. So yes. It's coming. Mm-hmm. But thanks again, and thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you again. Thanks.